Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
People are rediscovering, it seems, the value of DVDs and records. Now, I've been a DVD collector for a few years, not quite as big of a collector as our next guest, Tom Iveson, but I've got a few, and I'm sure Tom and I could chat and maybe even get involved in a little bit of a back and forth, need them, got them kind of a thing. Vinyl is something I've kind of rediscovered, so really excited to chat with Tom about that. He's here with us, the owner of Classic Video. How cool is that in Kingston, Ontario? Tom, thanks for joining us today on The Roy Green Show.
And thank you for having me.
Tom, you look in the picture I'm seeing here online, you just look really pleased. I'm assuming you're standing in the middle of your store there, surrounded by, are those cassette tapes back there as well? Have you got an 8-track in that store?
No 8-tracks, but I do remember the format. I'm old enough for that.
sadly, me too.
But this store has gone, from VHS days. There was video discs in the mid-90s.
And oh, right.
They were popular for about 3 years.
They were the size of records, and they were very expensive, I seem to remember.
They were expensive, and they were somewhat cumbersome. Most times you needed to flip it over halfway through, to get the second half of the movie. But, the quality was better than VHS. That was the best thing going for them.
So tell me about this rediscovery. Is that really what's happening? Do you think is it really about a younger generation discovering this for the first time? So, hey, can I tell you this story? So,
of course.
Back in the 90s, move into a new space, toilet's not working. This has to do with toilets and vinyl. I know it sounds crazy, but hear me out. We bring a plumber in, the washroom is fixed, or so we think. It's used. We don't know what's happening. It's actually leaking. Guess what it's leaking onto, Tom? My record collection.
Oh, no.
In the basement.
I know.
It's just wakes you want to swear and smash things, right? So
absolutely.
So I lost a lot of albums back in the day, including the Joshua Tree, which was a bit of a heartbreaker. Mm-hmm. And so I've been slowly adding back to my collection, very slowly, and just picked up How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb on vinyl.
Yes.
How cool is that? So,
great.
tell us a little bit more about the customers that are coming into your store and about your passion.
Yeah. So, by and large, there is a generational shift for people coming into my store. I would say, age 40 and above, and even maybe 60 and above, that are more comfortable with packaged media coming in and shopping and browsing. And a lot of them like the social interaction, either with myself or with another customer that may have similar tastes or not. That being said, it is a university town, and I do have a younger clientele, too, who are just amazed at what is out there that, isn't available online.
Well, the headline that I saw had said something about, longing for things that we can hold in our hands in this digital age. And your comment about social interactions, fascinating. I mean, do you serve coffee at your store as well?
I'm sure that's been put into the suggestion box over time.
Right,
but,
right. It's got to be a good cup, though. Got to be a good cup,
coffee.
Tom.
There is a brew pub right next door, though. So
there you go.
Choose your beverage and go from there.
Or maybe a tequila bar. How might that play? It is a university town, after all.
Absolutely. I'm sure if I had a tequila bar, I'd have a much younger demographic rolling through here, rent one movie, get a tequila shot.
Get a tequila.
I may not make it through the end of my shift on any given day if I keep up with them. But
something tells me that's going to lean towards broken windows, maybe broken records as well, possibly. So
yeah,
you might want to be
spilled beverages on DVDs, right. Etc.
Well, I am fascinated though by, so tell me more about that. I mean, is this about community at the end of the day?
I would say so. You know, particularly the last 3 years have been pretty tough on all of us in different ways, whether it's as an individual personally or in business. And, you know, I had a lot of people who would come into the store when we were open or not doing curbside, just happy to have a place to go into that brought back memories from years ago. And obviously there's a social part, talking to me and just being able to, it was comforting for them. I lost count of the number of times people would say, "Oh, I'm so thankful you're open. You know, we need this." You know, so it was very gratifying.
So this is way beyond nostalgia, it seems to me.
For some people, yeah, definitely. It's their social connection. You know, when I've had employees over the years, I always said, you know, pretend that you're a bartender without alcohol, or for yourself, right. Tequila. And that's the way it is. We have a lot of regulars, and they will tell me, obviously, things about their own lives or the movie or TV series they watch. They like that interaction, and they need that. And it definitely, it's a comforting thing for folks to come in and have that regular person behind the counter to connect with.
Yeah, I can totally see that. I mean, I've certainly, it reminds me of as a kid collecting comic books, heading down into the city. You know, Dragon Lady comic book store was the one, yeah. I would go to back in the day. And there was something super cool about that. And you sort of almost hoped that you would end up in a conversation with the guy behind the counter because you might learn something. And there really was this sense of, can I even say camaraderie, right?
Mm-hmm.
That there was, and maybe that's why it's great that you do have a coffee shop next door.
It is interesting. You know, obviously, a customer may learn something from myself or vice versa. I had a fellow in today returning stuff, and he was looking at what was on television. And before I knew it, he was telling me how he used to work for W5 and working on this one particular story. And I went, well, this is fascinating. So I learned something that I had no idea about. By the time he left, I thought, well, there we go. So I was happy with that.
Yeah, that's cool. So are you selling brand new? Is this old? Can people do a trade-in kind of a thing? How does that work?
So the store is limited by size. I'm just, you know, under 1,000 square feet. So primarily rental in the store. There's 50-some-odd thousand discs here. I do a lot of special orders for people. You know, obviously, it's quite easy for me to piggyback any new orders with stuff that I have coming into the store.
So you could help me with my U2 collection then?
Potentially, yes. Absolutely. You know, or U2 posters, that type of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Stuff is available out there.
It's fascinating. I'd love to hear from some people out there. You know, are you collecting and why? Because I think, and I'm wondering, Tom, if there's, you know, a bit of a backlash here. I remember, no joke, walking through a mall in Rexdale, Ontario, and there was a Towers in this mall. I'm dating myself.
Towers.
Yep. And there was, I think, Music World. I think that's what it was. And I remember this guy telling me about how he had read in a magazine that one day music's going to be so small, it'll be put on this little thing about this big. And he was, you know, he was sort of imagining a USB key. I mean, he didn't call it that, but really, so I wonder, is there a bit of that? Are we pushing back against that leap forward 40 years ago?
I would agree with that. The only thing comparison story I would say is you have a friend who's invited you over for a movie night, and you go to friend number one, and he's got 500 movies, you know, on bookcases and whatnot, and you can go through and choose from there. Or you go to friend number two, who's got maybe 5,000 movies on a hard drive.
Right.
And where do you start looking, you know?
Yeah,
so that's where I feel physical media, DVDs or LPs, you know, they have a place. It's, you know,
absolutely
visual society, tactile, and it works.
I had a friend, Lance, who I used to head to Blockbuster back in the day. We would grab a coffee and we would wander through together and go, have you seen that? And then we'd get into these conversations, you know, about, oh, no, you got to put that on your list. No, don't waste your time, you know. And I always love that moment of going to the video store and sort of thinking you knew what you wanted, but very quickly found out it was going to take you probably 20 to 30 minutes to figure out what you were going to rent. Tom, in the article that I read, there's this really beautiful kind of almost paradoxical quote from you, I believe, and you say, in a weird way, quote, I'm the algorithm here at the store.
Yes.
It's really lovely.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure really where that came from. It was a very spontaneous comment, but it's very, very true.
Yeah. Can you tell us more about what you mean by that? Is it just that you connect the dots for people?
Absolutely. So, you know, obviously, anyone who's dealing with the public in retail or elsewhere, you know, one need to adjust your personality to whom you're dealing with at that moment. And, you know, as I said earlier, we do have regulars, and you get a sense of what kind of movies they like or what series they like, whether they're British or North American shows. And so, in a weird way, it is being an algorithm. You have to constantly adjust to whom is in front of you and the conversation of what they may or may not like.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating. I love that it's becoming more personal again, and you know, it's more relational, and that you are clearly at Classic Video there in Kingston. You're building a community, and I would imagine a lot of customers are coming back just for that reason. I think it's amazing. I do wonder, I mean, I think I was reading in the same article that Kodak, for instance, is having trouble keeping up with the demand for actual film. So
yeah, that's interesting too. That's definitely, there's a camera store in Kingston, and a couple of the fellows there do rent from me or purchase, and they have had a run on film cameras for quite a while, and it's younger people too buying them, that they, you know, it's something that they, I guess, feel comfortable using or want to experiment with.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.